Morning. Maybe we could start with a word of prayer. Lord, as we come to you this morning, we want to thank you for another week that we have come through that you've blessed us with. Thank you that we can be gathered here together again today like this. Pray that you would be with us and guide us and direct us. Pray that all that we do and say today could be honoring and glorifying to you. And pray that we could receive something from today. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Lately, it's been rolling through my mind, and I've been pondering how we're representing Christ in our day-to-day life. We all come in contact with people, whether it's coworkers or the general public that we're dealing with on a day-to-day. We're giving them an opinion of us, and how we handle ourselves, whether it's good or it's bad, whether it's for Christ, or they think we're of the world. And pretty important because it could be about the only way they ever see Christ, if depends who we're dealing with. In Matthew 5, pretty familiar verses here. Going from verse 14 to 16, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify Father in heaven." Here it talks about being a light, and we're not supposed to let it hide. We're supposed to let it shine. I'm not supposed to put it under a blanket. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm always encouraged when I see somebody come along and they're on fire for the Lord. And they're not scared to share their faith. And it always makes me ponder, why aren't we all like that? We should be. If we're experiencing the Lord, we should be not scared to let our light shine. It seems sometimes we try to slip under the radar, so to speak, and quietly go about our business so we don't spend too much time, we're scared we're going to talk too long or something. But it's really an important thing to consider why we're not out there spreading the Lord like that as well. Imagine the change that just a few words could have an impact someone's life for the better. May not seem like much, but it could be the world to somebody. I want to look at a few verses here on representing Christ. The first is in 2 Timothy. Seems I forgot to write down the chapter, so we'll just go. No, I don't think that's it. Maybe it is. And now, we'll just go straight to Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 1, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace." And it goes on talking there. If we're in the body there, we're all in under God, we should be more than ready to give a testimony to represent Christ. Just not on Sunday, but through the entire week, no matter who or what or where we are around. I like the quote that Billy Graham once said, "The unbelieving world should see our testimony lived out daily because it just may point them to the Savior." We may be the person that points someone to Christ. So I just want to encourage us all today and consider how we're representing Christ in our day-to-day life, no matter who we come in contact with.